The second one.
1865?
Yes. Oh, okay. I should have just looked at that. I'm parentheses, I don't know why.
So this one, you're still, do you still have it?
Okay. Close to some.
Adjoa and Stephanie did both of theirs.
You're first.
Superstars. Jason and Jen did both of theirs. No, you just had one more.
I don't know when I watched.
And Dustin,
I watched it on
you
Sunday.
Guys won this week, right?
Stupidly.
Yeah.
Remember
which
when I wrote
one?
My report before
17.
I did my 17.
Yeah, apparently.
Okay, and you're still, you still have 18.
No, I know, but like, it was in the middle of like everything.
18.
Yeah. So I give this to Dr. Goodman, my invoice.
Yeah, invoices go.
Those are last session, right?
The second one is only 20 minutes.
Yeah, so it's all about, like, you're, it was all about.
It's one of those. Video cut off room.
Right, okay.
So do the best you can with it because it would be good if we can use it. There's two videos that I'm handing out this week that are the video camera cut off in the middle. So they're like 20.
For the rest of the session?
Right, they're like 20, 30 minutes long. So it's all the session that I have. They're both sessions of mine. So we'll see if they can get reliability on 20 minutes of session, but
like there were like,
yeah. I gave one to Dustin and Sylvia, and then
I'm gonna just print out my
who else did I give that to?
Okay, but he really doesn't want to be close to somebody.
So one of yours, guys, one of the ones I gave you this.
You're the only one who hasn't submitted a
yeah, I'm
going
to go.
Okay, he was the last one.
He was the last one.
Okay.
And all of
that's,
those go to
I think,
because
I did the same thing, and then I was like, oh, wait.
That
no.
should knock out
okay.
$600.
Yes. 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 So I definitely like to
when
to
all
that.
Of those going.
Okay.
Yeah, I submitted the first three yesterday.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah,
like,
no,
one of the videos
yeah.
I gave you guys, the two that I just handed out, one of them, both of them are me, I think, but one of them cuts off after 30 minutes because the video camera like lost battery or whatever. So do the best you can with 30 minutes of this, just code the 30 minutes that you saw, and I mean, you know, do the best you can with it. I know it's like less data that you're used to having to sort from, but code it as you would a normal.
I guess
that's
like it was more
that's
neutral, but okay. Like I'm slightly on character.
Did
like,
you guys
like,
try to do the ones that they had to phone me?
They didn't really.
Do you want to give them
1734?
Yeah,
I think 1734. Can I give it to you? Well, why don't I, especially.
Because we have just two now.
You have two and you have a third. So you guys have
three
now.
Yeah.
But I can give you this fourth and then you just have
all of those of self.
Do two for next week and then.
But you're right, that's.
And two the following week.
And two the following week because you guys won't be at the same. Even if you guys find a time to like talk on the phone or like, you know, discuss, which you should, your liabilities. Yeah, let me give you these for the following week.
Just double check that it works.
So now you have two.
I mean,
yeah, check it now on your computer.
And make sure
if
you're
right.
Yeah, there's two on that, but don't do 1792.
1734.
Does anyone have a permanent marker or anything I can mark it with? Or
you know, just make a note of it.
Can we just make a note of it? The one you need to do is 1734. 1792 has already been done, so don't.
We're doing 1030.
I guess I thought because like at the end we tried to.
Yeah, so on your computer
like,
it's going
to
show
like,
up. Exactly.
She wanted to just like.
Okay, so I'm going to put
like
that
sense.
I reassign this to.
So like before he actually wants to come back to you for something.
Okay, so we'll do two for next week.
Well, I felt like that was like forcing him to like.
So you guys are
like,
still
deal with uncomfortable.
Yeah, to.
Okay, rather than accommodating.
Like instead of like soothing him, it's like keeping him in the discomfort kind of thing. That's kind of how I see it.
What else do I need to know?
I don't know which one is which.
1030.
Yeah, it
like
says on the disc. Sorry.
Oh, I see.
But at the same time, you may do that.
It's labeled as SL 1030. I couldn't change
doesn't
the names on some
yeah,
of the files.
Try to
let me edit it.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what to label it as, so I just did
it.
So
like still be at the party.
Stephanie's
DVDs I'm leaving in your box.
Yeah.
Like purposely, like, you
right? Only audio.
And
I wonder if.
You're getting only audio, Jennifer?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me just.
Yeah, I'm getting audio
now.
Okay.
Somebody's
always switches around.
Only audio.
Yeah, she's in here.
Like, when,
really
if he becomes, like, annoyed, say, or, like, whatever, and, like, ignores or walks away from her, like, walks away
yes.
from her, wants to just play, doesn't want to, like, do what they're
do you know
talking,
if Leia,
doesn't want to talk about what they're talking about.
Just coming to the party.
She tries to understand.
I have no idea. She's coming to supervision with me later today. You're going to give them to?
Give you her DVDs just in case she's not. Hopefully she is.
Okay.
So I just gave her one of Jason and Jennifer's sessions to do.
This is for next week?
For next week, yeah.
Okay, I'll see her at 4.
Audio only for this one?
Yeah.
What?
Only audio.
You're only getting audio? You don't have video? It's so weird, because I have video.
You have audio too?
Okay.
I see, with me, did you try?
Yes, can't accept this. I have to have your address on it.
It's open to VLC now.
All right, let me see what else.
I could try, now what's WMV?
Also, we're paying you $25 per session, that has to be on there as well.
No, you can download it, because I have a Mac. You download it for Mac.
$125, so.
Yeah. You put five sessions, but you have to say $25 a session, and.
I think that was maybe the biggest.
That might have been how I got it to play. Because all of the videos so far, I've been able to open.
And you have to label this social security number.
I have 8 to 5.
SS number, okay?
Oh, I do have that.
No, we have to label it SS, it's just random numbers.
No, but I'm going to just keep them.
All right.
Yep.
Wait, you just keep the CIT card?
No, but I borrowed this one tonight, but I don't want to get it. Oh, being complete.
Right. Well, just tell that, or, yeah, just tell them that.
But doesn't get very tough.
Okay.
Yeah.
You scanned the CIT cards?
Yeah.
He's awesome.
So in terms of next week.
You saw two of them.
Maybe that's what we were just looking at.
I have to check the new files that Shlomo gave me and see if they all open. So I'm going to do that, like, tomorrow, so I know, because if we still can't open those files, then I don't know what's going to happen. But there's definitely at least two more legitimate files that I know work. And then some of you have, like, extra sessions, some of you have, like, 3 or 4 still, so you have enough for the following week. And then I'm going to see if these.
You guys have enough?
We have 2 now.
Okay.
To do for next week.
You have 2 or 3?
You gave the other one.
I gave the other one away, that's right. So you have 2 for next week. And so I can get another 2 to you next week.
Okay.
Next Thursday. So what Jeff and I were thinking is there's 8 videos left, which is exactly enough for everybody to get 2 more next week. And we were thinking we didn't need to have a meeting after the final ones are coded, because the meetings are so that you do a good job the following week. So we were thinking of next week as being our end of the coding awards and pizza goodness party. You're out of town. But I gave you the previous meeting. Are other people out of town, or are people able to come in on Thursdays?
Well, next week, everybody should be here, because it's our final.
Yeah, it's our final meeting. But I'm thinking, you know, should we have our party then, or is it too difficult for people to come in for a second?
Oh, I see.
We've already made plans.
I'm going to Chicago tomorrow.
Okay, on the 20th, I won't be here that week, because I'll be at a conference.
Yeah.
So we're looking at the 27th?
We're definitely meeting on the 13th at 2:30, everyone who can make it. I guess the question is, should that be our
Pizza
party, or should we make sure we can do it when everybody can come?
Yeah.
And maybe do it, like, after class one Thursday, maybe if you guys can have
the 27th?
We don't end until 4:45.
I mean,
we can make it at 6 p.m. I have some supervisions until 6.
Or midnight.
We don't have to do a party at all.
Oh, you can have it without me. It's fine. I don't want to. It's just me.
Oh.
I know, but I mean,
buddy.
You shouldn't.
Although I will say that probably Sylvia won't come out even with the incentive of pizza, because it's so expensive for her to come out with the car. Hopefully Dustin can make it.
I can drive Sylvia, like, if, well, it depends when we do it, like,
yeah.
Next week.
Here you go.
And I'm coming in for
that. Yeah? That would be cool.
Yeah,
before being with her. Because that's sort of why she hasn't been able to make it. Well, first she had class during this time, but then
okay,
also
good.
Sort of like,
thanks.
Why is that?
Yep.
I mean, for me, too, I take the LIRR out here, but, like.
You come from Manhattan?
Yeah.
Okay.
But so far, I've been here on Thursdays anyway, but,
yeah,
like, for, you know, like, for next week,
so
I'll keep the LIRR out, like,
because
I won't be here anyway, but I want to, like, celebrate with you guys.
He's abreast of that kind of stuff.
Abreast?
He's abreast.
In the meantime, this Leia video, this is not a number you've given me yet.
1843?
Yeah.
I've got it as, it's towards the bottom. It's
am I sending to you?
Laura, 1022.07, session 4.
Can you send it to me too, please?
Do you have, you have this list that I gave you, right?
No, you never gave me that list.
I did. I did. No, I did. This is the master Excel spreadsheet. I definitely, maybe I sent it in an email.
So once it's in downloads, do I move it down?
You send me weekly.
I do as well, but I sent it at the very beginning when I put it together.
I don't have.
It was a long time ago. I can send it to you again. Yeah, I was giving you weekly updates because sometimes we go kind of out of order from the list to make them fit, but.
Well, because that one was, yeah, no, you're right, you're right. That one was a hard one to me, but I thought like.
This is the master list of which codes go to which dates.
Like, I thought that emotion was stronger in that session, especially.
Do you have a pencil?
The way you say. You know, so, but.
That's why I asked you to send me weekly, because I didn't have.
Oh, because I figured you just wanted to be like reminded.
No.
Oh, okay, you don't have this. I will find it in my inbox, so I can show you that I did send it. I just totally dropped the ball.
Good luck with that.
I'll find it.
It's like everything happened.
Everything's characteristic. Where's my droid cell?
I found it on my droid.
Where's my droid cell?
I know, I'm like.
There were like four.
It's my, one of my security blanket.
They said there were only four.
So, do you meet with Sylvia? You guys?
Yeah.
You guys doing okay? Have any questions?
So, yeah.
Well, we emailed that one question we had from last week.
I think so.
Just take pictures and leave or not.
Wait, if you're not here, text me.
Or you can listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
We'll podcast it and you can hear us mowing on our pizza.
He basically said he didn't want to leave, but he.
Okay. Is your family in Chicago?
No, my best friend just had a baby.
He wasn't like.
She got married less than a year ago.
She knocked up when she got married.
But he did say that.
She's Orthodox pregnant on the
honeymoon. Like,
no, she didn't. Yeah. But very soon after.
Very soon.
So, she's Orthodox. That was one of our big
they don't believe in.
They don't spill the seed.
But we finally did 0.8 this week.
Yes, you did. I knew you had it in.
That's our first time.
Yes, it is. You hit it with Cheyenne, right?
Yeah, Laura. Yes.
That's great. Is that from what, The Life of Brian?
All right, let's see if this works now. Open with.
How are you guys doing over there?
We're good, we're done.
I just had four to talk about.
Our liabilities are too good to talk about.
We talked about our four.
That's your four discrepancies? I swear, you guys are probably like Q sorting together. You have like a slumber party once a week and you're like, let's do it together.
Nope.
Cheers.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
No, I can't figure out how to get this.
It's skill, baby.
It's skill.
The WMB.
I opened it and I installed it.
It's a gift.
But now.
We did do it the same way, though, which may make a difference.
You have the same method?
Well, yeah, we do have a very similar method, but like we listen to it as we. Usually, as we sort.
Really?
If we watch, I watch it through once and take notes first.
Okay. Yeah. Because then, otherwise, you can't sort.
And then I just play it while I go going through.
To hear the tone of it.
Yeah, because it'll bring things back.
Interesting.
Yeah, I do that too. So I end up watching it like three times.
To future teams.
And it's funny. The more you watch it, like notice like things that don't necessarily involve coding, but you'll notice like little nuances or like. I'll notice like it's like little slight emotion changes that I didn't notice in you like you the first time or in Shlomo. Like it's actually kind of funny to watch.
I have to warn you.
Like,
I
and they start becoming like funnier and sweeter because it's like
you're
like
oh.
We just the one we just did was your last session with him.
Yeah. Oh. I have to watch that one again. I have to watch that one again.
I'm crying. It was so much.
With Cerulean.
I heard you.
I was like, I feel like I know you because I'm always watching you on those videos. And
Shlomo,
he was like, what? And I was like, oh.
I already did this.
Yeah. Like, oh, he's
downloaded it. So I downloaded it.
You know, I checked the videos for this week to make sure everything worked, and I started, and I got kind of into one of them that was one of me because I was like, oh my gosh, like this is what I said and this is what I did. And, I don't know. Like, I'm watching this session, you can tell how bored I am. Like, I have my hand ahead of my hand, I'm like, are we doing Legos again? Like, my facial expression, because he can't see me, but the camera can.
Right.
And the camera sees everything, so he's totally, like, back turned to me, and I'm like, and I'm like, Farah, the camera's on.
Let's create a menu.
There was one where there was like you were stifling yawns so hard.
You were.
There were definitely some sessions where I'm like, first of all, I did not get to sleep that entire year, and second of all, this kid can be kind of boring sometimes.
Yes.
And sometimes I'm like, finish your sentence. Talk faster. But you know, we learned in Danielle's class that sometimes boredom is a defense against anger. So I'm wondering, sort of like, is this frustrating for me that he's so kind of at this slow pace? Am I angry that I have to be here like in the middle of the night when I want to go home?
Flo
like,
definitely seemed, you know, angry in our last.
Those sessions are at night.
I seemed angry.
No, Flo-mo.
Oh, Flo-mo seemed annoyed.
Annoyed, yeah. He seemed frustrated.
Because it was like you were talking about.
He kept pushing an issue. He was not. What's the one card about suppressing or shoring up defenses? Okay. It was not shoring up his defenses. He kept pushing it and pushing it, and the kid kept ignoring him. And the more the kid ignored him, the more passive Flo-mo became. He just stopped. He like was became very quiet and like distant. And I'm like,
it's an interaction structure.
Yeah,
that's what we're trying to.
You are not looking at these sort of how these things kind of change and sort of ebb and flow over time. So if you guys are like capturing that in the cards, you know, anything you see like that, there's cards for. So
let's tell it.
Don't tell it.
He was not.
No, I'm not telling you which cards, but just whatever processes you see, make sure it's sort of in your story.
Yeah, some of these cards hang together.
Yeah. Right.
You know, for particular dyads.
Yeah.
And that's what we want.
That's the other card.
He was not warding off ones.
He was
interpreting
the therapeutic process.
No, he was not perceiving the therapeutic process. The kid ignored him, kept ignoring him and ignoring him.
And they got up and walked away.
Kept walking away and playing with other toys, and he just kept bringing it up and kept bringing it up and kept bringing it up. And I was like, at some point, don't you just let it go?
Yeah. But I can also imagine what supervision was like that week.
It depends on
what Jeff might have said something and like, keep at it. You know, because if he was being that like erratic, you know, Jeff probably said like, get on it.
I felt bad for the kids to tell you.
Well, not like it's 10:30 or something. I don't know.
All right.
Well. I don't know if you've gotten to the bathroom sessions, but I had to keep it that and be like, I went to the bathroom, or I noticed you touched yourself, or you know, and that, you know, it's
it won't open the movie. I'm trying to install. I'm trying to.
Was that the file?
I'm trying to install and download this stuff, and I've installed it twice, and it's just not working.
Let's see. Well, I could try recopying the file because.
Oh wait a sec. Wait a sec.
I'm having trouble downloading it too.
I downloaded it, but it just won't. I downloaded the WMV player for Mac.
Thank you.
Sylvia did her second video.
It could not be open. This is not in a format.
She just sent it to me. So when's yours coming?
I'll send an email with both of you guys CC'd and put you guys in contact. Because I like her to be able to make.
Well, you know, Sylvia is in a. She's not in your class, so you can use that as an excuse, I guess. She had a less stressful year.
Okay, so maybe I
this week, especially.
Yeah, this week.
Yeah, more stressful.
We're practicing our skit in the other room, so I got to get back.
Literally 2 minutes ago, right before walking in here, handed the last thing that was.
I've had four hours of sleep, then two hours of sleep, and then three hours of sleep. 2 hours one night?
Yeah, 6 hours, and then the previous night was 2 hours, and the last night was only 3 hours.
You look pretty refreshed, actually.
Last night, that's why I fell asleep last night, because Tuesday I got like 3 hours of sleep, and last night I'm like, all right, take a little nap before I get to all my work, and then just nap.
The meeting actually?
Well, yeah, I was like at 1 o'clock last night.
I have no idea. It's like half an hour.
Literally, like trying to score my Rorschach, and drifting on the table. I was like, all right. So I let myself sleep for 3 hours.
At first I thought 7:30, but I looked at the email.
You're being gentle with yourself.
Yes.
3 hours.
I don't know.
I could just never catch
up.
Who's
giving an assignment this late?
It's not that it was this late. It was that for some reason this semester I never could like.
I have to go.
Get on top of things. I was always just making it.
Unless anyone's driving back to the city.
And so it just like my mistake was. Not doing it over spring break. I didn't use spring break the way I needed to because from then
on, what about you?
I was just constantly just trying to make
catch up. So, give me back those files. Maybe I'll try to recopy them. And if not, then if it doesn't work, it's a lost DVD. But it opens on my computer, so maybe I can give it to.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe someone could just code it on your computer.
Maybe like I can come in a day that you guys have class and you guys could sort of. Like borrow my computer for the evening or something, because I'd like to not lose any sessions.
No, yeah, I think we could do something like that.
The more sessions we have, the more power we have. So, all right. So let me work on this one, and then I have to look at the other ones that were recopied and see if those work. So it's 7:34.
Jeff, have you guys been, have you guys been doing skits of the fourth year's class?
Oh, yeah, you still have three?
Yeah.
No, we roast ourselves.
Or you too, I mean, the more you do.
You have the benefit of having been to,
You don't get paid, but cut your hours and,
So you guys get roasted twice.
So you've got three, so I'd say do at least two of them for next week, and then Scott, and after one.
We get a double, that's why I hate this day.
So did you have practice or something, like?
Yeah.
Skit practice?
We go through that.
Okay, so what are you doing?
Me?
You guys are all set for your roast?
I'm gonna go to the gym.
Yeah.
I have wine, I brought wine, I don't know.
All right, I have to actually get back to skit practice myself.
I don't have a bottle opener, though.
Because,
Oh, I thought he was.
Well, after he got.
I guess I'm staying.
Yeah, I feel like.
I'll send you the quotes for this weekend, I'll send you that master list.
Because I thought that sometimes.
Oh, this is yours, sorry, everybody.
All right, see you, Dustin.
Thank you.
Okay, are you guys?
See you later.
Are you guys going in between?
I don't worry, I was just going to walk over and see what's happening with the other folks and see. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I'll see everybody tonight.
I have nowhere to go.
It'd be fun to go somewhere and get some drinks or something.
I have wine, I've got white wine.
Except that it's open bar, beer and wine at the party.
I know, but we have to drive home afterwards.
So we can drink a little bit.
Well, is there a designated driver?
No, not to Long Beach anyway.
Yeah, that's not the Jersey either.
No one lives near me. So
if we drink earlier.
Yeah.
When are we going to come party?
What?
When are we going to come party in your place?
I actually have a date, June 26th, not till after. I talked to my roommate about it.
Summer semester.
It's nice to have a classmate who lives at the beach.
Yeah.
I know, I live in Manhattan, so I always have people like, you're going to be like the point person.
Anyone wants to come to the beach?
Yep.
That's why.
All right, good luck discussing with you guys, you have your sessions.
Yep, we're good.
And Jeff, I'll see you tonight.
Okay.
Thank you.
I hope you guys are nice to me.
Oh, why should we be nice?
Why?
Have fun when you're mean.
Nice. See ya.
And then there were times where he did try to engage him, so that's why I put it in the middle.
I should not continue. Yeah, that was my bad.
How many, four or more did you have?
6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay.
Okay.
Any conflicts arise about?
Not yet. No, we just. Try to make physical contact with a therapist, 15?
I thought you kind of avoided him.
Yeah, I thought you kind of avoided him too, and you're right.
He was kind of keeping his distance.
I put a 5, a 3, 4, 1.
I put a 1?
Yeah.
I would definitely.
I don't know if I go with a 1.
I agree with you there.
I probably should have gone lower than 5.
I think I wouldn't put it higher than 3, though. Because he kept walking away from him.
True.
And there's two cards like that. There's one about keeping a distance from him, and then there's the actual physical contact.
I think that one was the one I put him
at
lower.
Yeah, because he wasn't necessarily. See, the physical. Where is it?
Oh.
Keeps a physical distance from the therapist.
It wasn't like he was withdrawing from such interaction, but I don't think it was just still in a physical level.
Right, level.
But I could see why you would put it lower.
Yeah, because anytime he started pushing those issues, he walked away.
Yeah.
And Shlomo would follow him around.
Yes, he would. It's true.
And I was like, oh my gosh, this poor kid. And then he kept avoiding him. He kept, Stefan kept walking away. That's probably why I put it so low.
Yeah, I think it was the second distance.
Yeah.
Okay. 17. Therapist actively exerts control of the interaction.
I thought he
didn't.
Maybe.
I thought he didn't choose 17.
What did I say? I put 6. That's interesting. I thought he tried to by forcing the issue. I would have put it at a 4. I'm not sure why I put it at 6. I would have preferred to put it at a 4 because it did seem like he was making an effort.
Right. But also in terms of like what Stefan wants to do, he was just doing his own thing and he wasn't like sit down and talk about this. He was sort of following his lead.
And just, that's true. Okay. What did you put for that too?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think when I think about it right now, I would have put a 4. Mm-hmm. So then we would have been closer. Wait, what's the message? I guess when he says introduces a theme for play, I think he just kept bringing up the same theme, which is probably why I put it up to a 6 instead of a 4.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have so much called it structure.
I don't think he's very
or control.
It.
Yeah.
It's 5. It's 5.
Yeah. 29. The quality of child's play is fluid, absorbed versus fragmented. I love you for fluid.
So this was tricky because in the beginning, or like the first half, right. He would go anytime Shlomo started talking, pushing that issue, he would walk away and he would touch toys and he was playing with them very superficially. Mm-hmm. You'd kind of be like fiddle around with them. He kept going to the house and then to the little kitchen area, mm-hmm. and it seemed very, what's the word? Fragmented. It seemed fragmented. Right. Toward, but then he also played with those the little figures, talking about
that
like
was like a big chunk of things.
Right, which so it was more focused. Right. So I think he did a mixture of both. I thought it was more fragmented than...
I don't think I, like, because he wasn't, like, playing with him as much as he was just seemed to be avoiding Shlomo, like, the way I saw it. Like, he wasn't, like, actively, like, engaging in play. He was sort of like, all right, I can't sit here. I'm going to go somewhere else and look for something else.
Right. That's why I considered it. I considered that... Oh, I see what you're saying.
I
considered that play,
right.
But I considered it fragmented play.
Yeah.
Because he was clearly trying to avoid talking about the situation.
Right.
So he was just kind of like... touch some of this,
yeah.
and touch some of that, let me walk across the room.
You
kind of wandered all over the room a lot.
Put it to a +7.
I mean, I guess I could bump it up a little higher.
I feel like the second half was like entirely...
He was with the toy. Well,
right.
And see, the thing is with those little figurines, he was at the table with the figurines, but he kept going back and forth between the table and the board.
But he was drawing the figurines.
Yeah, it was kind of the same topic, I guess.
Right, the class picture.
I could probably put it up to a 4. I don't think it'd go any higher than that, though. Just because of how fragmented he seemed for the first half.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah,
what do you think, Maureen?
I guess, like, because, like, I just, like, again, because I didn't conceptualize it as play, I just saw it as an avoidance tactic, and I should have, I mean, looking at it that way would have been, yeah.
I guess I just considered, I thought that it was a defense tactic, but it was also
right.
play. I mean,
yeah, those are two separate cards.
Yeah.
But if it...
Because, like, he wasn't, like...
He wasn't playing.
Right,
he
wasn't playing.
Just,
he was just
moving
around and sort of, like... Just like touch this,
I agree with
on.
That. It
so
wasn't like, actually.
The quality of play was poor that he was playing.
But I don't think he was playing.
I think it's hard. I think
right.
our definition of play
right.
is tricky because he was clearly avoiding something,
mm-hmm.
and so he wasn't actually really like. He was superficially playing. That's how I remember writing it down on my notes. He's just touching toys. I mean, like.
It's playing.
Yeah.
I mean, because, like, he would touch things and, like, kind of, like, pick them up and put them down and then walk over here. And,
yeah.
I mean, it wasn't...
You can't overthink these items. Cause then you're going to get really
crazy,
messed
yeah.
up and reduce your reliability.
Yeah, I guess I should have put it on.
Yeah. But because of that second half, that it was definitely more fluid,
mm-hmm.
so I could bump that score up a little bit.
Okay. 37. Therapist behaves in a dead after camp.
Oh, because he was very teacher-like, I thought. I thought he was very like, you seem sad because blah, blah, because you know, he was very, like here, he wasn't using imagery or stories. He was very like, it was like, it seemed teacher-like to me.
Yeah.
It seemed like he was trying to. He was like, you just got very sad there. I think you're sad because
mm.
we're going to end soon.
But is that more interpretation or more?
I think it's both. I think he was doing both.
I would agree more with Marie on this one. Education is really psychoeducation. Like, this is a symptom that typically goes along with not eating properly, not getting enough sleep. That's what depression is.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people feel depression when they're under a lot of stress
mm-hmm.
and when maybe their feelings get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But the way you described it, Maria, it sounds as though Shlomo was trying to make an interpretation.
Yeah, he definitely was trying to make an
interpretation. So interpretation is not education. Those two are totally different things.
I guess I felt like he would point something out first and then interpret it. So like he said
you walked away, I think it's because you were
right.
sad about talking about this.
Yeah.
That's interpretation.
Yeah, I see that. I do see that.
63.
education's like, you know, when you have those panic attacks, you know, your hands get cold and clammy.
Kind of just describing rather than interpreting.
Yeah. Interpretation is ascribing a meaning to a certain behavior.
Which he definitely is doing. Mm-hmm. So I can, yeah, I get that.
Child explores relationship with significant others. This one was a little bit hard for me because he definitely avoided talking about his relationship with Shlomo, but he did talk about his friends briefly.
Yeah.
And that's why I gave it a 6 because it was like there, but just a little bit.
I think Shlomo asked him a question, mm-hmm. and he answered it, and it was like one sentence out of the whole session.
Right.
His friend Matthew from Group.
Right.
But that was
about that, yeah.
And that was
swallow doesn't make the summer.
That is true.
And so the rest of the time, Shlomo was comparing their relationship to
Kitster
and the teacher, and I just felt like Stefan was just ignoring him.
Well, he did tell him that he's going to miss her, but then the teacher would, you know, still be there for the next 3 years, so I wasn't sure. That was sort of like,
it's hard because it's hard to know in his play if he was referring to himself or...
Yeah.
I couldn't tell if Kitster was a real person.
I tried to Google it, I didn't find much.
Maybe it was a friend in his group or a friend from school.
He kept calling it a toy.
Right, and then sometimes he would give the toys names.
I'll give you some insight. Kitster's a made-up name.
Oh, it is.
This child applied to one of the dolls.
Right. Okay. So the dolls. He had names for all the dolls,
yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if these are real people,
right.
Or
like
referring to himself,
right.
Or because he was talking about.
Now, what it means is up to you guys to figure out.
He probably was using it as himself.
Yeah.
In which case,
at one point, I think he said "I" instead of "Fitster."
Yeah.
Freudian slip.
Right.
Yeah.
But it didn't try to like overanalyze it too much because then I would.
There were times when it seemed like he meant Kitster to be him.
Yeah.
So I might have, if I had thought about that more, I might have bumped it up higher, my score.
Yeah.
Because I think he may have explored
a little
bit.
He talked about something like about Kitster's
parents.
Yeah.
I think that's why I thought it was a friend at school, because he was talking about his friend's parents being teachers at the school and going to see him at the lunch break. And I was like, maybe he knows someone whose parents really do come into the school.
Right.
And maybe, I actually was like, maybe his parents don't. And he said that he doesn't see his parents as much as this kid's. I was going, my wheels were turning. But
yeah. But
as far as exploring relationships, I don't know. I thought he avoided it a little bit, but probably not to, what did I put, a 2?
Mm-hmm.
And you put a 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
Yeah.
I wish I had my notes. So I could see what else they talked about.
Because they didn't really talk about it, except for Shlomo talking about
their own
missing needs. Yeah, and Stefan didn't talk about that.
No, he did not want to talk about it.
But in terms of like the friend thing and the parent thing,
yeah,
maybe a little bit.
Yeah, I
could
put that up a little higher. He did talk about how Matthew was his only friend in the group.
Right, after
like
Antonio left.
Antonio, right.
Okay.
So
that one
we
could...
Yeah, I think I get what you want with that.
Therapist helps child manage feelings.
Okay, so this one, right, I put it in the middle because I'll tell you why.
I probably never put it in the one, but it struck me that he was actively like he was definitely trying to avoid it, and he was just not.
I'll tell you exactly why I put this.
Did the child need to be? Did the child's feelings need to be managed?
I don't think as much as Shlomo was pushing it.
Right. I think because
so I would agree more with Jennifer just on principle.
Not being there.
You know, if the child was out of control,
right,
let's say kicking the wall, punching Kidster, whatever, and just like slowly getting out of control, and Shlomo just sitting there letting it happen.
Then that would be
a 1.
Right, yeah.
But he's not really pulling for managing your feelings. You can't really rate that low.
Well, there was a time when it was clear that the kid, it was like this awkward period where the kid was just sitting there looking down, kind of with his hand in his head, for being silent.
Mm-hmm.
In the very beginning, it was very clear that he was sad.
Yeah.
Like, really.
And he kept saying, you're sad, but he didn't like try to make him feel better at all.
He did not try to make him feel better.
Yeah.
He almost acted as if his sadness was bad in some way. That's the sense that I got. But
because you said and didn't talk about it.
Right, right, yeah, that would. But the reason I put it at middle is because uncharacteristic, it says he does not intervene or offer opportunity for reflection or naming. And he did do that.
He did, yeah.
Or he tried to, anyway. And that is why I put it more towards the middle, because he wasn't, I wouldn't put it as characteristic, but I definitely think he did try to intervene and offer naming, for sure. He definitely was trying to name it and reflect on it, which is why I put it more in the middle.
Yeah, no, I shouldn't have put it on the middle. I think I probably would, like, in hindsight, maybe give it about 5 or 4.
With those kinds of items, you have to make sure that the child is really giving the therapist opportunities to do whatever it is the heart is saying.
Yeah. An early developmental phase is the topic. That one is really good.
I put that in the middle.
You gave it a 1.
A 1?
What's this one?
The early developmental phase is the topic.
A 1?
Not at all.
That's weird.
Was it discussed?
No. I think probably I put that at a 1 because I had nothing else to put in it. Because I think I felt like this fit perfectly with discussion of current future themes predominate
over the past.
There was no top. I don't agree with my own decision of putting it at a 1.
Yeah.
Maybe a 3 or a 4.
Where'd you have it?
I had a 6.
But I wouldn't have put it any higher than usual.
Yeah.
Probably more towards
the lower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 or 4.
Yeah, I guess I just purposed it. I think I'd
see. We've never had
something
that
I don't
know.
No,
it's interesting.
And the decision is we have a lot about it. So, yeah, that's weird. That was a cock up. This is neutral.
Oh, I did not think it was neutral.
Yeah.
What did I put for that? I put 3.
I don't think he took a stand verbally. I think he was a little passive aggressive, but I don't think he expressed an opinion actively.
He didn't do it verbally.
No.
He did it non-verbally. So I guess.
But I sort of saw that more as like his own, like the card that says about lets his own feelings get involved. I like sort of saw that more as, because he wasn't like stepping you know, like you're wrong about.
No, he definitely. I guess I got the sense that. Not the sense. There, when Stefan wouldn't listen to him or answer him, he got kind of quiet, and he would kind of just sit at the table and let Stefan. He would not engage him. He was not asking.
But I don't think. But I don't think Stefan noticed.
No, Stefan didn't notice.
Yeah.
But he was just at the table, and I was just like, that's kind of mean. That's kind of harsh. But then when Stefan would engage him, suddenly he would respond in kind of a sing-songy voice, and then he did like the make believe with like the characters, and I was like. When the kid's engaging you, you're being really nice to him, but when he avoids you, you're kind of being, it felt passive-aggressive to me.
Yeah, like, no, I think that his...
Which is why I put that there, but I mean, it wasn't overt. I don't think the kid noticed. I don't think that he was capable of noticing something like that.
Yeah, it was, but
I don't know if that matters. But it definitely wasn't verbal, so maybe I didn't need to put it so low.
Where did I put that? 3.
Oh, well, I kind of think I would. I guess I could go up to a 4.
Maybe. I could have probably should have put them in a 6.
I kind of like the 3 for that because.
But it's not about his sort of like views, it's about his like their experience. It's not about his, you know what I mean? It's not about something like outside in terms of like this kid, like the behavior in a certain way, and like someone was like, no, you shouldn't behave this way. It's more thinking about the process of bullets. I don't know.
He definitely didn't do anything verbally. He wasn't out by it. He didn't say anything to him. And I definitely don't think Stefan picked up on what he was doing. I'm not sure. He may not have even realized what he was doing. But there was definitely an interaction where when Stefan was more engaged, he was nicer to him. And then when he wasn't engaged, he almost even looked bored.
We call that shaking.
Really?
That's a behavior.
Oh, right.
Actually, there's a card that talks about rewarding desirable behaviors, mm-hmm. and I was like thinking about how if a child even gives you like the tiniest little bit of something and then you praise them or something, then maybe they'll give you more,
right,
you know,
right,
I was like,
right,
shaping,
yeah.
I'm like, he didn't do that at all.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I'm not sure, but at the same time I agree with you that
I mean, he wasn't.
I just feel like because the other card in my head stuck out more as relevant for that.
As letting his own things get in the way.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I don't remember what I put for that one. I guess I thought
you can give it a 6 or 7.
That took more inference to know why he was doing that, and I'm not sure if he was even conscious of that. That he was.
But I think that not that his own conflict. I mean, if he does, he does.
And maybe that was his own conflict getting in the way. Because he was annoyed that the kid wasn't responding to him.
He kept saying, aren't you going to miss me? Like, not like the obsession.
He kept saying, he focused on himself a lot. Yeah, aren't you going to miss me? What are you going to do without me?
Right.
It's like, good God. Yeah. Lay off more kid.
But who knows what we'll do in the session.
I actually really liked Shlomo in the last video. Because I thought he went after stuff.
Yeah.
He really goes after stuff. At least he did in the last video. And I like that.
There's a limit to how much you can...
But this time,
you have to be emotionally attuned to the child's reactions to what you're saying.
Yeah, the therapeutic, the perception to the therapeutic process or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this one had a little bit.
Yeah, I think that one was a little hard, but I agree with his, maybe it was more about his own conflict thing in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And because it wasn't overt, I mean, it wasn't verbal, it was kind of more subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I always think of this card more as like the child self discloses something and then
they say that's bad he definitely didn't do that. It's interesting because every single one we watched so far, I've always thought the therapist was neutral.
Maybe that's another one.
Until this one, I was like, I definitely felt judgment.
Yeah, no, I think that's also maybe like in hindsight, like that's almost like a natural for me to put it in. But I usually give it like an 8 or 9, this time I give it a 6, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that the last one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Alright.
So we
should do one
more next week. Alright, so you guys won't be here next week.
Should I come to the pizza?
Huh?
Is there pizza?
I don't think we decided what we're doing.
So, which ones do we want to do? The other one on this video?
Yeah, let's do that one first. And then maybe you want to do... Is there going to be a way you want to do the short one first?
Yeah.
So that'd be great. That's a setup one. Okay. You can enjoy your vacay.
There's a baby! It's not going to be a vacay because I have coding to do for this girl's dissertation, work to do.